is up, everybody. Welcome to the MLM Blog Show. This is session number one. We're kicking things off with a brand new podcast. I'm super excited. My name is Ty Tribble. I'm the founder of MLM Blog and author of Double Your Income with Network Marketing. And in today's show, we're going to split this into two parts. The first thing we're going to do is kind of give you a history of the MLM Blog Show, the MLM Podcast, and talk about the new format that we are going to be doing. And then I want to get into today's topic, which is creating great blog content. So first thing I want to talk about, a little bit of the history of MLM Blog and MLM Blog Podcast is what we used to call it. And then we had MLM Blog Podcast, I think version 2.0, which was always a lot of fun, but I think a little bit ahead of its time. Actually, it was roughly 10 years ago that I launched MLM Podcast, and it was, I think, in 2005. And we did a handful of shows, maybe two or three, and it did pretty well. But, you know, my issue at the time was how to format it, and there wasn't really all of these amazing plugins with WordPress, and there just wasn't, for a non-techie person like me, there wasn't a lot of resources available. And so I kind of put it on the back burner. Relaunched it again because I've always had an interest in radio and broadcasting. I thought this is really super cool. This is something we could really have a lot of fun with. And so I relaunched again in 2006, kind of in a odd partnership with a longtime network marketing trainer and author. And it was okay. And actually did some fun like intros with my kids and we just did some interesting stuff there. But again, it really, there wasn't the ability to market it in the way that I thought it needed to be marketed. And I did land on iTunes. If you did a search at the time for MLM on iTunes, the MLM podcast, was the number one thing you'd see, which was pretty cool. And I thought it got a little bit of traffic, but there's, again, at the time, 10 years ago, podcasting, I mean, let alone blogging, I launched MLM Blog in 03. And to do a podcast in 05, it was like, really? What in the world is that? Obviously, today, it's getting a lot of traction. So today's topic here in terms of format, let's jump right into this. A format for the MLM Blog Show moving forward. I want to give you some information so you know what to expect and see if this is for you. Well, we know we're not for everyone out there, but if you're interested in network marketing and MLM industry or direct selling industry, then this is going to be some great stuff that you can certainly listen to on a weekly basis. Every Friday, we're going to be launching our podcast via iTunes eventually, and of course, you can catch it up on mlmblog.net. But the format will kind of go into four different areas. We're going to be doing interviews, and I'd split those interviews into two different types. One of them would be interviews with leaders in the network marketing and direct selling industry. Another would be interviews with, actually, there's really three, maybe. So interviews with leaders in the industry, interviews with, I guess you could consider corporate people, founders, CEOs, those type of folks, leaders as well. And the third area is we're going to try to, you know, go in and interview people who are kind of on the peripheral of the network marketing space. Maybe they're not involved in network marketing, but some of the things that they do, maybe bloggers and internet marketers and other podcasters and people that can add value to your life. Because this podcast is really all about you. It's all about making sure that you have the tools and the things that you need to make your business successful. So number one would be interviews in three different styles of interviews, if you will. Number two, we're going to do some training. We're going to do a lot of how-to stuff, teach you how to do some really cool things. And kind of in conjunction with training, we'll do strategies where we may even bring on an interview, but have the person, rather than interview, they're just going to share a very specific strategy with you that is working now. Kind of along the lines of what's working now, I do a monthly column for a program called What's Working Now. And it's been fun. I think I'm the longest running author or broadcaster there. I guess I do in video format, which is kind of fun. But we're going to do a lot of strategy stuff to teach you how to make more money in your business. And lastly would be case studies. And this is going to be fun too, because a lot of times you get training and you get information and stuff like that, but you don't really get specifics of how this stuff actually works. And so I'm making a concerted effort to really focus in on my blog this year, mlmblog.net. I'm doing it a couple of different ways, obviously, with the podcast. On Wednesdays, I'm publishing a pillar type of content, which would be kind of not a high level, but more of an in-depth style article, maybe 1,000 words or more. And that'll be published on Wednesdays. And then Mondays, I'll be doing a video. And the video might be 2 minutes, might be 5 minutes, might be 10 minutes, but just some training tips and things of that nature. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this. One of the things that I would really love for you to do is connect with me. You can do that in a couple different ways. You can do it at, if you go to Twitter, it's Ty Tribble. You can find me on Facebook as well, too. Or you can just shoot me an email directly or go to mlmblog.net and find my contact information there. There's a contact form. But if you want to contact me, it's ty@tytribble.com. So love to have your input, love to have your information to connect with and see what you're looking for, what would help you to build a more profitable business. So let's get into blogging. Blogging is an area that I think is certainly one of the most important pieces of the puzzle when it comes to marketing your business online in 2015. I would highly recommend that it be the center of your online universe, if you will, or kind of the hub or another way to describe it is like the home base online for your business. And I think that if you know, there's some confusion, I won't say confusion about blogging, but there used to be, when you mentioned a blog, basically you were talking about just this thing that in kind of chronological order was articles or posts, you know, 100 words, 200 words, 500 words, whatever the case may be. And today, when I'm talking about a blog, I'm actually talking about more of building something on the WordPress platform, which is dynamically different than just a blog. And you can use WordPress and create a lead capture page or a landing page or a sales page or you know, all kinds of, or an actual website that looks, you know, dynamic and professional. And you can do that in a lot of very simple ways with different themes. And I've actually got a theme called the Internet Marketing Blog Theme that I've put together in conjunction with a guy by the name of Valak Rudd that I'll put in the show notes that you can find at mlmblog.net. You can check that out. But this is a theme that we've worked on for quite some time that actually has all of the bells and whistles that you need to create really that home base online that people are looking for. So one of the problems I think people see when they get into getting started with a blog is whether or not they have something to write about. A lot of times people just don't feel like they have anything to write about. And in another podcast, we'll talk about, you know, maybe what you should write about in terms of your passion, because it's really important, and that deserves its whole podcast in and of itself. But the thing that excites me about the ability to create a blog is it's unique to you, and no one else in the world is like you. And so you have your own unique ideas that you can then put out in the world, and you know, you're going to be surprised at how many people will appreciate your ideas. And one of the greatest ways I think to really begin to become good at blogging is to read 5 different blogs a day. If you go through and read 5 different blogs a day and just ingest that knowledge that these blogs are putting out, maybe it's Copyblogger, maybe it's my mlmblog.net site, maybe it's, you know, there's a lot of different blogs out there on the subject of particularly internet marketing and blogging and creating income online. And I'll be sharing a lot of those as we go forward and interviewing a lot of those people for you. But one of the coolest things about that is that you're probably the only person in the world, you are the only person in the world, that when you're reading those particular blog posts, if you're reading 5 a day, you're the only person in the world that has that unique perspective that is reading those blog posts. And you're probably the only person in the world that has anything in the neighborhood of your own, you know, experiences and then reading them in whatever particular order you read them in. And what I'm driving at is that you begin to develop this unique voice that you can then share with people. And I always teach people to get started by potentially, you know, sharing other people's content. I was kidding people. I was like, are you down with OPC? And if you're not a child of the 80s and 90s, there was a song called OPP, and I won't get into it, but basically it was a song that had those initials, right? So if you're down with OPC, it's not other people's property, which that song was about. This is about other people's content. And so I'm really going to teach you today two different ways to create content for your blog. And one would be other people's content. And we're not talking about stealing them, stealing content and just posting without giving proper credit. Although one of my favorite teachers in high school was Mr. Swanson. And Mr. Swanson always said, good teachers borrow ideas and great teachers steal them, which I thought was a great quote and fun. But we're not talking about stealing other people's content. We're talking about repurposing other people's content into your blog. And what I recommend is that, you know, you basically read 5 blog posts a day. You pick your favorite blog posts out of those 5 different blog posts. And then you post your favorite paragraph of that favorite on your blog. And then you write why you love it and link back to that original article. And if you do some things like create a great headline or subject line along with this opportunity to use someone else's content. And here's the thing, people will not be upset if you're using a fair use amount of their content. And what I mean by that is, you know, one paragraph. So you're snipping your favorite paragraph off of someone else's blog, but then you're writing why it's your favorite paragraph, and you're adding something to that. And I often say, you know what, even beyond writing why you love that paragraph or why you love this article, write why you like this blogger in general and why you get a lot of value out of their content and information. Because, you know, you don't want to be looked upon as someone that's just simply riding the coattails of some famous blogger out there. But here's cool. All of bloggers in the world are human beings that I know of. I don't think there's any robot bloggers out there. Or there might be, but their blogs don't look very good. And so beyond the robot bloggers, or the alien bloggers, which there may be some of those too, they're all human beings, and human beings have feelings. And so if you are able to dive in and give those people a compliment, write why you appreciate what they're doing online and why you appreciate this article and how it's helped you and how you're going to apply it to your business and how you think it would help other people make money by using that. You know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. Hundreds of different ways to skin this cat. But you know, breading that butter, if you will, by saying, hey, I love this article, this blog post from this author, and here's why, and I love what they have to say about it, and here's how I'm going to apply it to my business. So you're not only you're taking a portion of their article and posting it, and it's giving you idea of what to write on a daily basis. And when you're getting started online, I'm doing it slightly different. Like I said, I'm posting one piece of pillar content. When I first got started, I wanted to make a splash. I was writing 5 blog posts a day, and in this manner. And now that I'm established, I'm kind of doing it a different way. But to get established, this is a great way to get started with other people's content, and write it. And if you do it consistently, and then follow some other strategies that we'll go into as we move forward with the podcast in terms of marketing your blog. There's a lot of people out there that would suggest that you spend 70% of your time marketing and 30% of your time creating when it comes to blogging. If you want to have a successful blog, that's probably a great number to think about. But you begin with other people's content, especially if you don't have anything to say, if you're brand new, if you're just thinking, well, why would anyone want to listen to me? Honestly, they probably don't want to listen to you when you're first getting started, if you're not making any money or doing anything like that. but you can utilize other people's content. And therefore, if another word, another way to describe OPC would be other people's credibility, because you're utilizing the credibility of other people and adding your fresh take on it. So number one way to create content would be OPC or other people's content. The second way to create content is, you know, your own ideas. And here's what's exciting. No one has your brain. No one has the ability, especially if you're reading, again, I'm kind of reiterating here, but if you're reading five blog posts a day, no one else is reading them in the same manner that you are. No one else has the life experiences that they could apply to reading those blog posts. So you're going to come up with your own ideas no matter what. But here's some ideas and some things that will help you get started. So your own content ideas. So part two in terms of creating your own content. And the part number one is utilize other people's content now and then basically making it your own. And part two is your own content ideas. So here's what I suggest. I would start with simple blog posts at 200 words, maybe a little more or less. Okay. Here's five ways that you can brainstorm a blog post, five things that you can think about to jump in and create a blog post. Number one would be answer a question. You think about what your passion is, what your blog is about, what other people are thinking about. You know, when I first got started marketing my business online, the biggest thing that I did was I remember just distinctly taking a shower and thinking about, okay, there's this thing called Google AdWords. And how did I find the information to get started in my business online? And I searched for it. And I thought, well, if I could show up on the sidebar or the top of the pages when it comes to Google, boy, that would be really, really cool. And this is, again, 2003. No one had even hardly heard of Google AdWords. I did some for... I had the second largest eBay business in the state of Washington for a period of time and selling women's clothing. And I did some Google AdWords for that business. And it was fairly successful, the business and the Google AdWords. But I took the Google AdWords training that I did and the information that I gathered and applied it to the internet marketing and network marketing space. And I did really, really well. In fact, I sponsored over 100 people in 9 months in that time frame. So I was actually able to gather the information about Google AdWords by just thinking about, okay, what are other people thinking about? So when it comes to writing a blog post, if you answer a question, and I knew that people would be searching for some of the same things that I search for, so I was thinking, you know, that would be really cool. So what that allowed me to do is create this incredible level of success by simply answering my own question, which was or thinking about what other people are going to be asking. So if you apply that lesson to your own blogging, is the ability to answer someone else's question, because you know that people are going to have the same questions you have. Is it possible to do this online? Can people really make money by building their business on the internet? Can you really truly generate leads? I'm not thinking about the hype of hey, generate 50 to 100 leads a day, which is a bunch of hype crap that you don't need to listen to, and all it does is provide this just really weird expectation that you have to get 20, 30, 50 leads a day before you're able to even think about becoming a success. In reality, I mean, what if you were to generate one lead a day from your blog? What if you're able to connect with one new person a day via your blog? That's 365 people a year. What would your business look like if you were connecting with 365 different people a year about your business and talking shop and helping them and answering questions and getting them in connected with other people who might be able to help them provide more information? And maybe if they're not a person who fits into your business plan in terms of your particular network marketing company, maybe you might have a affiliate product that you've enjoyed that has helped you in your business that you could then offer to them as well too and make some money. So, you know, just connecting with one person a day is amazing. So don't fall for this junky hype of 50 leads a day. Yeah, would you rather make 50 leads a day? Of course you would. Of course you don't want to generate 50 leads a day, but the reality is you don't need to. Okay, so answer a question. You might create a blog post with a top, you know, 5, 7, or 10 list. You know, top 5 ways that I actually recently did one. The top 7 mistakes that network marketers make online. I actually created videos for each one of them, and I'll be sharing some of that information with you in the podcast. But there's a lot of really cool things that you could do with top 10 lists. People love to read top 10 lists, top 5 lists, top 7 lists. Think about the, you know, top 5 companies in the world that utilize Facebook, or network marketing companies that utilize social media, top 5 network marketing companies on Twitter. You could do so many different things, and that is literally search engine bait. Search engines would love those kind of things, and also network marketers out there would love to read those kind of things about their particular company. Okay, so top 5, 7, 10 lists are amazing. You know, write a best of post. The best internet network marketers out there today, the best internet or the best bloggers in the network marketing space out there today, the best of who are the best CEOs. You know, there's a site called businessforhome.org that literally has made a killing on best of posts and surveys and things of that nature. So super cool. You know, we talked about answering a question. What about posing a question? Ask your readers who, you know, I wrote an article not too long ago at MLM Blog talking about, you know, the top selling network marketing products of all time. And I pretty much asked people, what do you think the top ones are? And I got a lot of response in the comment section. And so you could pose a question. You could recap something. Let's say you go to an event and no excuses event, as an example, which would be a network marketing kind of training event. And you go to this event and you recap it maybe on a daily basis on your blog. Here's what transpired today. Here are the speakers. Here's a clip of a video from one of them, if you know you're allowed to do that. And here's some of the lessons that I learned based on attending this event. You could do that for your own business. You could do that, you know, like your own business event. You could do that for a generic type event. You could recap a conference call that you're on that you got a lot of interesting information on. So there's, you know, 5 really easy ways to create a very simple blog post. So that's, in terms of creating content, I'm going to leave you with that. There's 2 really amazing ways to do it. One would be, again, other people's content and then your own content ideas. And I gave you 5 very specific ways that you could do it, fun ways to do it. And number one thing is have fun with your business. Have a passion for whatever the topic of your blog is. And I know you will be successful. This is going to wrap up session number 1 of the MLM Blog Show. My name is Ty Tribble. Connect with me at MLMblog.net, and I look forward to talking with you next week.